An estimated 1% of students in the Park City School District are dyslexic. With a dyslexic child of their own, Ty and Karen Hall and their family foundation are now bankrolling a pilot program to fund training for teachers that will help them identify which students are struggling academically. The program is being piloted by McPolin Elementary School with 7 teachers from kindergarten through 2nd grade. Julie Hastings is an instructional coach who is training and supporting the teachers. She says the program is beneficial to all students.
It offers a systematic approach of using multisensory strategies for reading and spelling. And in the end, our goal is to have less kids who struggle with reading and provide teachers with more insight into why some kids may need more intervention with reading.
The International Dyslexia Association describes multisensory learning as using visual, auditory, and kinesthetic tactile pathways at the same time to enhance memory and learning of written language. For example, by using repetitive actions where the student manipulates letter tiles while repeating the letters out loud and then writing them down helps them to learn how to spell phonetically. Testing for dyslexia is expensive and time-consuming, but the program does not cover that expense. Park City Education Foundation Director Abby McNulty says they're hoping to develop a program that supports the students long-term.
The Ty and Karen Hall Charitable Foundation helped support the program along with the Park City School District, and I believe they would make a longer-term commitment for a larger rollout, and that is their intention, is to really catch and support dyslexic students and to put Park City School District in the forefront, having a system that supports dyslexic students.
The initiative also includes a dyslexia awareness program that Park City Reads is leading at all of the elementary schools in the district. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.